And who do you say that I am? And Peter replied, You are the Messiah. In 1940s, in the terrible atrocities of the Second World War, one of the terrible components of the Nazi regime was they decided they wanted to take every handicapped, mentally or physically handicapped person and exterminate them all, whether of every part of Germany and their occupied territories. One of the few Catholic bishops of Germany stood up and against the Nazi regime publicly rebuked this policy and called for every Catholic to take in one of what he called exceptional human beings into their homes. Hide them in their barns, in their homes, for no one to see. And so he did. The Bishop of Munster in Rhineland, Bishop Clement August von Galen. In a classic speech given at his cathedral in July 20th in 1941, he said the following: "We, my friends, are the anvil upon which they are being hammered. The people hammering against us are people foreign to us who do not know humanity. We are the anvil, and we shall not change." They inspired him to take in all these people, and then he closed his homily with saying, The anvil receives the blow from the hammer, but is not changed by the blow. Instead, what is hit against and between us forms by who we are. It takes the form of the anvil. And all the Catholic institutions were emptied into the homes in Rhineland, and to this day, we believe most survived. We are in a very difficult time in our church, one that I believe there are many people hammering against the church. We, the people, are the anvil of this church. And now more than ever, do we need to be firm and solid in our faith in Jesus Christ? And the church will then be formed around who we are. If we remain solid, like an anvil in a blacksmith's workshop, then anything that hammers against us will take our form, and not the other way around. So now more than ever do we need to be, as the letter to James says, be people who put our faith into action. Now more than ever do we need to be defined by what not only we say and pray, but how we act and believe. This is a time of great trial for a church, and it will not be a short trial. Let's be very clear about this. This crisis of leadership will not turn around anytime soon. And we, the people of God, need to be firm in our faith in Jesus Christ and the good work that this church does in His name. We need to do those works in His name, and we need to believe and pray with Jesus Christ more than we have ever done before. So if you've heard me preach about trying to be people of prayer, well, now more than ever do we need to step up and actually do it. I ask every one of you, if you have not yet done so, to now become true people of prayer, to listen and to pray to Jesus and know him, to test everything by his voice, so that we know we are listening to Jesus and not motivated by the winds of turbulence that happen outside. But we do listen carefully to Jesus. And so I ask, we put on these sessions, our growing a friendship with Jesus, we'll talk about later. Now more than ever, do we need to be friends of Jesus? Because we are the ones who are going to reform this church. Not by what necessarily we do, but by the hammers that will get hammered against us that will take our form. But we need to be absolutely rock solid in who we are. We need to be completely convinced about who it is we follow. Jesus the Christ. That's what Peter testified to. You are the Messiah, the Christ, the chosen one. That's who we follow. Our church was formed around that discipleship, and we reclaim that discipleship. Now, as the letter of James says, faith without works is empty. It's not going to work. It's not going to convince anybody, and it's not even going to convince us. So now, not only must we be people of prayer and people of faith, we now need to be people of action. Now more than ever do we need to take up the work of being advocates for those who are victims of social injustice, whether that be of sexual abuse or whether that be of any other form of social injustice that we believe. Now more than ever do we need to fight for the homeless. Now more than ever do we need to be involved with homeless shelters. Now more than ever do we need to be in places like Nicaragua or in places like East Texas or downtown helping the poor. Why? Because that's who we are. That's who we are. That is who our faith, and that's what Jesus would do. And by God, that is what we are going to do. We are not going to allow the hammers of secular society to redetermine who we are. And we're not going to allow the ills of our church to determine who we are. We are going to reclaim our faith, and we are going to be rock solid, like an anvil in a blacksmith's workshop. And let those hammers come. And let them, because the only thing they're going to do is form the church and the society in our shape, around us, about what we are. But we cannot have that happen unless we are rock solid in our friendship with Jesus and action that matches that. And for that, my friends, we are going to need each other. We desperately need each other. Now more than ever, and I know it's painful, now more than ever do we need to return to church, not leave. Now more than ever do we need to see each other. Why? Because that, as Jesus says, is going to be painful, and we're going to have to take up our cross, and we're going to have to walk with that cross. But if we do it together, then it will make all the difference in the world. So I ask you, not just you, but to be evangelists for our faith in Jesus and in our church, and to believe in the good we do, and let us also enter a portion of conversion for our leadership and demand that change. But let us not stop our good works, because that is the cornerstone of our faith in Jesus Christ.